Hallelujah. Yes, you was when you were in our Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? Is life good? Is God good? Where are the others? Yesterday, remember, we are many here. After we study, and then one will bring issues again. And
opposite what we studied.
We have to reject the counsel of God.
You
know that marriage is not working on things like that. We are going to make a register. When I see married people come with their issues, and we studied them and they didn't attend, you bring and look to where they were. For wasting counseling time.
So,
let's encourage each other. Every day I see many married people here. Let's move on with the number of those present. We thank God the Father for His goodness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We're still moving on. With answering. Why marriage is there? And why is it meant to exist? For some of us, perhaps we are in it and we became retired in it because of the many years perhaps. Even others gave up with things that failed, and indeed they are not easy. What caused it not to be easy? Because we entered in what is love and we didn't know what it was. We had not realized His God, the one called the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much.
So, we thank
God that in this time, He has brought us the retired, those who reach perhaps 60 years or 50 and above, and they say we can no more stand this. And there are those in years which can handle, but things didn't pass, say stand, and they vowed saying that, but indeed all men are the same, but indeed all women are the same.
And
those we two are still in it. We are in the marriage, but I tell you, we are on a boat in the water with many storms on it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Every time there are storms which attack, but we want to see that we make our boats very strengthened.
This boat of
marriage is not easy to ride.
This
will have strengthened.
Yes,
you
have
used it. Praise Jesus. Now we know. You want to move on. And remember this heading. Why marriage is there? And why it should be existing? Reaching the coming back of Jesus.
When
he said,
you'll
find them marrying and getting married. Means they are to happen till that time. But what are we to do to align them?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The issue we end with, the beginning of the holy marriage, after love being in our midst, we intend to create a holy family. Then after we make a perfect church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we saw of that yesterday, and we look into that marriage.
Lwaki bwebuli?
Why is it there?
Era nga tumanyi Katonda yabutandika.
And we know it's God who began it.
Nga bwe twasoose okuwulira.
As we first heard.
Naye nga bwasimbwa ku musingi ogw'okwagala.
But it was based, planted on the foundation of love.
Kubanga ye Katonda kwagala yatugatta.
For God is love is the one who joined us.
Era nga ekyo kitaffe alabikira mu taata.
And the Father appears in the God the Father appears in the Father.
Ate kigambo kya Katonda Mukama waffe Yesu.
And the word of God the Lord Jesus.
Kwagala n'alabikira mu
His love appears through the mothers and the Holy Spirit, and He too is called to the love. He appears to the children, uncles, aunts, and the friends. But we try to remind and to tell the nations those issues are like that. This day, we want to move on to see the responsibilities and the way we can fulfill it in this marriage.
So together,
now we are going to focus much. One of the major reasons why this marriage is put in place, after proving that the major, most important issue in all is to manifest God who is called love, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then when we reach there, by that, because God knows the immoral and adulterous will be condemned, He decided to say one of the missions which enter us in the marriage is to fight immorality and adultery.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we want to do them as we ought to. Then we shall keep angels of family in our midst. And they help us prepare the holy family. Then we head on the Holy Church, the saints of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
this day we look to one of the major issues of being fulfilling in the marriage.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we thank God that
has
given us a grace like that. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, we love you. You all, in the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you for committing yourself to seek the living God. He began the whole family and he creates the holy marriage. Then he will make the holy church. Praise Jesus much.
And
we want to begin moving on with our reason why marriage is there and why it's meant to exist. After saying that we must manifest God who is love, it's the one who began it. Also, works made us to be fulfilled the righteousness. Praise Jesus much. To prove that we create the holy church. And to prove angels of family keep protecting us and to fight for us. When the Bible speaks with us in 1 Timothy 3. In the verse 4, it speaks like this.
Timothy 3, from
verse 4.
Afuga obulungi ennyumba yeye, agonza abaana be mu kitiibwa kyonna. Olunyo olw'okutaano. Naye omuntu bw'atamanya kufuga ennyumba yeye, ayinza atya okujjanjaba ekkanisa ya Katonda?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Omulabirizi omutuufu,
the best, the good bishop,
alarabira ekkanisa ya Katonda.
Who will foresee the church of God?
Kubanga jjukira naawe oli mulabirizi eyikwenga ekkanisa ya Katonda.
You are a bishop to you as the church of God.
Era obulabirizi tebutandikira wala nnyo.
Bishop who doesn't begin from far.
Butandika naawe kennyini.
Begins with you yourself.
Okwekuumanga wekka n'enjiri
yakuweebwa. Give yourself with the gospel given you.
Olyoke orokolerwa eddala.
And then you will be totally saved.
Now,
we see the bishop
ought
them to be one who rules well their home
and
who subjected their children to humility well. But in all brethren, and
they
say, a person not like that, how can they take care of the church of the living God?
In
all what he tries to look to us is this, that he created the holy marriage.
And
that he puts the holy family.
It
targets to her. love a perfect church. We come right from our homes, and the church already began. And
all
works required someone do in that home. And they fulfill well each as they ought to.
So
we first started many things when we started the Holy Family Tree. When we started the Holy Family, with the first time. But for wanting to repeat, to remind ourselves of some of the issues, for the warnings of God, and he put the reason, tell us why marriage is meant to be there. Why is it there and why is it meant to exist? Now to find that we look to the creation of the Holy Church after the Holy Family, after the Holy Marriage, which based on the foundation of love, and that is God.
So beyond that,
now in all that we look to,
he decided
to change the angels, three angels in the family. Now what takes his responsibility to be careful in the marriage, to keep these angels who become on behalf of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in the midst of our families. The Bible speaks with us in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 10. God speaks this on this issue.
Verse
Corinthians 11 verse 10.
Kye kiba kigwanira omukazi okubeerako akabonero ak'okufugibwa ku mutwe gwe olw'abamalayika.
Praise Jesus much.
Yes, you was with.
Praise Jesus much.
Kye kiba kigwanira omukazi.
That requires the woman the sign of rulership, the sign of honor.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. On our head for the sake of the angels. It is true. We entered this family through the marriage, after the love. And we don't know the motive for that. But God's motive is to see, proves the Holy Family, to create the Holy Church. But he said,
what we have taken to work
those meant to be in the family, most the sign of rulership, that of honor,
authorities. Yes,
authorities beyond.
What is authorities?
Authority. Omuntu alina obuyinza obwenkomeredde.
Yes, you have been here.
Praise Jesus much.
We gamba. What do we have to do? What do we have to do?
It's a responsibility.
Yes, you have been here.
Praise Jesus much.
Aye, kuruwa ba mara ikabana ba family.
For the sake of angels of family.
Omani yonakurumbo.
You know, one day.
Sarah
reached to discover it.
Ibrahim omukama.
Abraham is her master.
And
the Bible
said,
when the women said that they are daughters of Sarai, then they have to copy her. For she humbled, reaching to call Abraham her master. But can you? Pastor David, look to that wife. Ask her, can you? She called you a master. Remember when you speak of the son of these angels? You have to reach that word. If you don't, it remains in your heart. You know they are your master. For the sake of the angels, that's what they need from you. The sign of authority we speak of, that there is someone who is in charge of you. But being in charge of you, and that's when he married you, he took you.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much.
The
authority and the motives you're going to fulfill, and they are there.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus
Christ.
Now we have to be careful. It is for the sake of angels. Woman ought to have a sign of authority over her. And she has that sign of humility. That she can understand it. She has a master.
If
you the master, know that you do you have your master who is God.
You
don't take authority for yourself. If you say, I'm the master of this woman, and I have to command her as I want. Not as you want, but you do have a master over you. And you do know your master has a way he wants. You take authority and responsibility of the person given you. Now these issues, they sometimes grow big on us. And they say it's gotten hard on women to accept that sign of having leadership over them.
Authority.
If someone has obeyed, humbled over that, man knows himself as a master above him.
You
would have both know what God wants each to do. And you've entered marriage. You've gone to fight what there. Then you will make the holy church. I request repeat for us. First Corinthians 11 verse 10.
Kyekiva kigwanira omukazi okubeerangako, okubeerangako akabonero ak'okufugibwa ku mutwe gwe olw'abamalayika.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Olw'abaki?
For the sake of angels.
Omanyi oyinza okugamba naye
kati okukansa okufugamu. The sign of being ruled over.
Ategeeza nti banfuge ufuge buli wamu.
When does it mean the rule over me in everything? No.
Akukkiriza kintu kimu nti omuntu oyo bamukuwaddenga mukabaawo.
One thing they have given that person as your master.
Kuba bwe twatulaba whole family tree.
When we saw the whole family tree.
Yagamba nti waguru w'omukazi.
He said that above the woman.
Waliyo omusajja.
There is a man.
Then waguru w'omusajja.
And above the man.
Waliyo Kristo.
There is Christ.
Ate waguru wa Kristo.
And above Christ.
Waliyo kitaffe.
There is the Father.
And
you've understood that. Though you've entered marriage,
you
have to get a sign of being ruled over.
And you, in
charge,
know
the one who leads. Know that.
And
above you, there's another who is ahead of you. You have no commands by yourself in your home. Think of the command you give that spouse. And they come from God. Why God commanded Adam not to touch of the tree.
Adam
will always command Eve over that. If you say, God said,
we
don't touch that tree. God would have waited both to exist. And he gives them the command. But he gave it to Adam.
Adam
to turn it to Eve.
The
authority which brings angels in our family. Not that they rule over you.
No,
authority is different. Rulership. And leadership is different.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But to accept to humble,
you
be under the one given you.
Because
still we know the man is the head. What side is in the what side is on you? What side is above that of a woman? Above the woman is the man.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus, man.
So, ngatu kendo kena maso na kumanya bisinga.
As we move on to know more.
Akabone na kumakuru nyo.
That sign is very moja.
Kubanga katonda ya yaura mbuati.
For God separated like this.
Mwetu sa mamichina wecho yoku mikuliwa.
When we study the book of Revelation.
Ayogira kubamara ikabikanisha.
Speaks of angels of charge.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus, man.
Naya ata inabamara ikaba family ba ayogira kubu.
But yes, angels of family he speaks of.
Tuhu zuraba.
I think you see.
Ayagara nyo. Family
in this family he put there three angels. But in the church he put seven groups of angels. There is a preparation like that. But this sign, I want us to read of it here.
Let us repeat
this verse, 1 Corinthians 11:10.
Abakolinso ekisooka essuula y'ekkumi n'emu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
First Corinthians 11 verse 10.
Kye kiva kigwanira omukazi okubeerangako akabonero ak'okufugibwa ku mutwe gwe olw'abamalayika.
Yes, you was
to praise Jesus, man. That's why it holds
for
woman to have a sign of authority for the sake of angels.
Yes, you was to
praise Jesus, man. He explains that word, speaks of it like this in Timothy. In the first Timothy, chapter 2. From verse 8.
Timoseo ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 8.
Kyenva njagala abasajja basabenga mu buli kifo nga bayimusa emikono emitukuvu awatali busungu na mpaka.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus
Christ.
Let men be like this. Let them be good prayer people. And they raise their holy hands.
There is
no contentions and anger.
Timotheo ekisooka essuula y'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
First Timothy 2 verse 9.
Bwe batyo n'abakazi beeyonjenga mu byambalo ebisaana n'okukwatibwa ensonyi n'okwegendereza si mu kulanganga enviiri ne zaabu oba luulu oba engoye ez'omuwendo omungi. Olunyo lw'ekkumi. Naye nga bwe kisaanira abakazi abeeyita batya Katonda.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus much.
Atandika okunyola n'agamba.
Beginning to explain to say.
Abaki n'abakazi.
Independent women.
Babeerewo nga mu ngeri esaanidde.
Let them be in a modest way.
Si kuyaayaaniranga zaabu ne ffeeza.
Not to yearn for gold and silver.
Oba engoye ez'ebbeeyi ennyo nga.
Or expensive clothing.
Oba okumala ebiseera mu kulanga envi.
Or to waste time in braiding hair.
Tugenda kubira mbasa okubonaajizibwa
ahead there of responsibility
n'engeri gye bubulamu
and how it's
naye tutunuulidde ekigambo kye.
But we look to this word and the verse 11.
Timotheo ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 11.
Omukazi ayigenga mu bukkakkamu mu kugonda kwonna. Olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri. Naye omukazi muganye okuyigirizanga newankubadde okufuga ng'omusajja naye okubeeranga mu bukkakkamu. Olw'ekkumi n'essatu. Kubanga Adamu ye yasooka okutondebwa oluvannyuma Kaawa.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much.
Tubadde tujja ekigambo kino.
We heard this word.
Omukazi muganye.
If refused the woman.
Okubona obuyinza bw'okufuga.
To have authority over the man.
Tugezaako kuleeta ki?
We try to bring what?
Bwe tubadde tuwulira mu Bakolinso ekisooka kkumi n'emu
kkumi. When we heard in 1 Corinthians 11:10.
Agambye nti omukazi.
He said the woman.
Abeerengako akabonero ak'okufugibwa.
To have a sign of authority over her.
Kugaba amalayika.
For the sake of angels.
Kino tokikolanga ogamba nti butuufu. Nzikakkana ku lwange oba olw'obwereere.
Don't do this for you say that I'm just getting humbled in vain.
Naye ye agamba.
But he said.
Nti okukakkana ku.
That your humility.
N'omusajja ono okubanga tayomba.
And this man not him quarreling.
Takola kugamba bitasaana ku mbagano.
Do things not right in the home.
Kireeta bamalayika bano.
Brings these angels.
Okusigala mu families.
To remain in our families.
N'okutuyambako tuukirije.
To help us fulfill.
Ebigendo eby'obufumbo buno.
The motive of this marriage.
Katonda bye yateekawo nti bino bye bigendererwa.
God put that these are the motives for it.
Ekigendo ekisembayo nga kigamba.
And the last motive said.
Nti okutonda w'ekkanisa entukuvu.
Creating the holy church.
Oluvannyuma lwa family entukuvu.
After the holy family.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus, man.
So awo bakugamba.
Now there they tell you.
Okukakasa ng'obalansi.
You balance the poverty. Don't end when you are ruling over the man. For you make yourself the master of the man.
That's
why he speaks in Peter. And if you say
that
daughters of Sarai do like this, let's read as we hear.
Peter ekisooka essuula ey'okusatu. N'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
First Peter 3 verse 7.
Peter ekisooka essuula y'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
First Peter 3 verse 4.
Naye omuntu ow'omwoyo atalabika mu kyambalo ekitayonooneka gwe mwoyo
muwoomi.
Peter ekisooka essuula y'okusatu olunyiriri olusooka.
First Peter 3 from verse 1.
Bwe mutyo abakazi mugonderenga babbammwe bennyini era bwe wabangawo abatakkiriza kigambo Era babango abatakiriza kigambo baliyoke bafunibwenga awatali kigambo olimpisa za bakazi baabwe.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus man.
Atandika akulaga ekigambo kubera kukiriza okubera kakabonera ko okufunibwa.
To show you a word of believing to have a sign of authority over you for the sake of angels.
Naga mantu wabereho okugonda.
Let there be objection of agreement.
Ninga chobarachi.
But what you target is what?
Okugonda kumpo bulamu butabwa.
Subjection is be eternal life.
Nako kugonda.
But subjection.
Kunyongera ko bamalaika abananyamba.
Be angels who will help me.
Bamalaika ba family.
Angels of family.
Ndeje omusajjo ne bwana akole fujjo
lye. This man will act stubborn.
Bwana yagalo kole
ndali. You want to make
God this body no yogera ne bamalaika
ba. Aside speak with the angels.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ato musajja bakiriza.
And if the man accepts.
Na yagala mukazi we bulungi.
Loves well his wife.
Na atabira nakuyomba ngi byantu gambi
ngi okusoma. Quarrel has been told us before.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus man.
Na ye atekinga divanta jitisingo musajja ono.
It takes that
mukazi ono.
If this woman
abarukako.
He begins to get
his carbon. Kata bamalaika ba family we bali bagenda kunyamba.
Proof angels of family will help me.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga ayogedde kulaba malaika.
He spoken for the sake of angels.
Mukazi ono abereka akabonera akokufuka.
Man has a sign of authority.
Akabonera akekitiibwa.
A sign of honor.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Erimu kwebe tujja okweyongera okulaba.
Some of what we are moving on to see.
Waliwo obubonero obulala bwongera okubalabirako.
Other signs we can look and see of them.
Agamba nti abakazi balina okuba n'enviiri ku mutwe nga zigenda bulungi.
Women have to have hair on the head looking good.
Azirongoseddwa ng'ekyokubikako.
Looked worked on well as a couple.
Obubonero obulala obweyongerayongerako.
Some of the other signs are gone.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So what ekokuba weteekateeka ne order n'oje
ddala. Be a good preparation and order.
Ayongera n'atugamba.
Moves to tell us.
Peter ekisooke essuula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
First Peter chapter 3 verse 2.
Bwe balaba empisa zammwe ennongoofu ez'okutya olunya olw'okusatu obuyonjo bwammwe tebubanga bwa kungulu obw'okulanga enviiri n'okunaanika ezaabu n'okwambala engoye. Olinyo olw'okuna
bwegamba kyagesa kutegeeza
what he tried to say
obayokutwaye kisoma ekyandibwa kino n'agamba obuyonjo bwakute obubanga bwako.
Someone can still let their beard be outward.
Kitegeeza kukulumbere.
Means outward I will be how.
We tunadda eri mbakolisi kiwa kumi
na go back to 1 Corinthians 11.
Ejja kwogeekyo ya kisoka kumi na yomu.
1 Corinthians 11.
Ejja kwogera ku nviiri ekitiibwa ky'omukazi.
Compare the honor of a woman.
Okulaga n'engeri gy'olina okubanga onyiriramu.
They show you how you can look good.
Embeera zonna nga ziri bulungi.
Moods away.
Na yinga agamba.
But he said.
Siku wangu urabika bura bisiku.
Lest you appear outward like that.
Na yinga mundu judo kutali matuki rifu.
He said you have killed the bold and righteousness.
Evi roze evi no kufumi.
Your thoughts and meditations run dry.
Inovyo natu kikwa ruachi kenduwa chachi.
All this we do it for my purpose.
Urala maraika.
For the sake of angels.
Baria basa tutafe baaduma.
The three whom the father sends.
Abazize kuruachi tafe.
And they come for the father. And of the son.
Omo yomu tukufu.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Ukata shanga ubufumbo mno ubao.
Prove that this marriage stands.
Ngabutukufu
and it is holy.
Anokora family ndukufu.
You make the holy family.
Okay, we make kanisa ndukufu.
Which comes the holy church.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus man.
So you not to be called a name, lebigenderwe bya waguru.
Do all these with motives which are high.
Ewa kwandenga tu onyo bulamu bwa
fe. Oh, we save our lives for destruction.
Eya ndi tukwere ndako obukumi.
But we put protection ourselves.
Naturi etira bamalaika manobera masikati gekani.
And we cause
masikati gafe.
Angels be in our midst.
Nti omwami ni mwana abakoze ebikolo bino.
The husband will act.
Maraika tajja kuserika ajja kubikogolira.
You will not keep silent. You will
ajja kuboze wo mukwano ogwengeyeze.
You will create a relation
eri katonda ne bamalaika
be. God and his angels.
Kubanga wakirize ekyo kyayogera nawe nga agamba.
This study spoke with you saying.
Bakana nawe ki musajja nga wakirize okukiriza.
That you might
know wakubadde ngo oli mukama wo mundu.
No you are a master of that person.
Ewa liyo mukama wo wakuru.
But you have a master above you.
Era byolagira olina okubanga otunudde nti mukama wo yabyogera.
What you command you have to do that your master commanded.
Byolagira ewaka.
What you command home.
So sikulagiranga kuwe atukdo kama bwana
to command as if you are the lord over the entire.
Newa kubandi kulwachi tafi.
But for the sake of the father.
Akirizibwo kubera omukuru wako.
Accepted to be the head above.
Ndi chigambo nadaka.
And the word is next.
Kutende nokushi.
When we come on the world.
Akati bwochi manye mbere so ngomanyi wezitambula.
No all those things more.
Ndi bino sibya kufuka.
This is not ruling.
Wabira bya kulaga icho kitafi kyenyine kyayagala.
But to show what the father wants.
Ukubona ko omukazi
the subjection of a woman
unto
a husband
chigasa yene family
yona benefits her and the entire family
chireto obuku
and it brings protection
ba malaika abano chebakola
these angels what they do
ebyo bujja bebabikola ko
they work on these of jealousy
eh omanye jukiranga batutte sale eri
remember when they took Sarai
ba ko ba family eri onayo nayo na
yago the entire family of that
yakabaka
king
yakabaka bumareki
family, they bound them never to give birth. And they had jealousy. God gave this angel to Abimelech. He told him, how dare you touch the wife of my prophet? Yet he didn't enable her to touch him. If we handle the things well, we accept as the word of God is, if he ceases to have worldly ways, we have things we copy in the world. We copy women out in the world. We copy men of the world. And we think they are meant to be like that. The church of God is not like that. They are not like that. You can copy to move in women, and God says no.
First Peter 3:4.
We want to be holy women. Is it not that?
And to
aim for creating a holy church. You know, the told men
to raise
holy hands. Don't hope that on you it's only the hands which are holy.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. As you raise the holy hands, you too, you are holy. As the spoke to women, he said that even holy women of long past, I think you see what we head on. We head on to the holy church, but it begins from the marriage. And the marriage is holy. If we get the holy family, and we head on to the holy church, the children of God, the holy ones, both led by the Spirit of God, they are holy. The holy men with holy hands, raise them up to pray, and they don't make contentions, neither any badly. When he reaches women, he says, women and they are holy. Only women did like that.
First Peter 3:5.
That long ago, those who hoped in the Lord, it means the ministry, they reached that not there. Before women did like that,
in
time when the apostles wrote, only women were no more there. Women before who overcame. We are not to copy the generation which
existed.
They had God backwards, copy those who were there. Means to this generation is like
this.
We are not going to copy it. Go back to the older generations. Apostles not understood. Those people, they didn't take care. The Sarah's had hair, which is good. Don't speak of your forefathers. The women. Those who are trying to burn their hair.
Who
are holy, how they did things. Holy men, how were they? Look that the marriage is holy, the family is holy, the church is holy.
But
we know church is not the building, but they are the holy ones of God, the children of God, those led by His Spirit. Let's finish.
Peter ekisooka esuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olwokutaano.
First Peter 3 verse 5.
Kubanga bwe batyedda era n'abakazi abatukuvu abaasuubiranga Katonda bwe beeyonjanga nga bagondera babbaabwe bennyini.
Ekigambo kino kugonda kyekiri kye tutunuulidde okubeera n'akabonero
akokufugibwa olw'abamalayika
naye naawe ng'omusajja
oyagala
okukuumirawo malayika amalayika bavudde eri
mukamaanti
waggulu era waliyo Kristo
kigwe
Mukama wa family
the Lord over the family the last one.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus.
Ochali nayo wakuru aba
above you have like three.
What you chita fe?
There is the Father,
wakuru wa Christ
above the Christ.
Then mase katika Christ na chita kwa roho moyo mtukufu wa chini roho
and the Father there is the Holy Spirit.
So tuke tubalancing ensonga zino.
Let's balance these issues.
Tusobole okuleeta bamalayika bano babiri.
Bring these angels to be there.
Manye famire zirudde okula bamalayika.
Families have taken long not seeing angels.
Era obubadde mu bwekwatidde.
Marriage had handled it yourselves.
Namufugisha mukono gwaki.
And you can grind it with an iron hand.
Obuva butabangu.
That's where you've had confusions like that.
Ab'omunsi bayiyiza ne banoonayo emisambwa
n'emizigo. Those in the world have planned to get witchcraft and demons to help them.
Onaye oba okyaloga omusajja nga naye akuloga.
As they still bewitch the man he who is bewitching you.
Kati emizimu negisinkana olutalo wakati yabo.
Demons meet the man.
Naye negiremererwa negikola bukozi bw'obuvuyo.
Them to fail and they wreak havoc.
You see ensi bwe tugenda okutambulira.
Not the world we are moving in.
Era famire y'obwo oba ddo oyagala okugifaanaganya n'ebyo
ebyo. You want to appear your family with what's in the world.
Nga bw'oli mu kanisa ya Kristo.
As you are in the church of Christ.
Kasasa togenda sobola.
I prove you will not be able.
Kubanga bamalayika bano nga batumiddwa.
When these angels are sent.
Bagenda kusuwaza bannange.
They are going to shame you.
Bajja kwolesa buli ekiri mu famire yo.
Great visions of whatever is in your family. Spread it.
Edalu ne fujjo byokolereyo.
Stubbornness and the things you do in secret in your bedroom.
Peter ekisooka esuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
First Peter 3 verse 6.
Nga Sara bwe yawulira Ibulayimu.
Naye kuluza kyamutwalira bbanga.
But you think it took how long?
Peter ekisooka esuula eyokusatu olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
First Peter 3 verse 6.
Nga Sara bwe yawulira Ibulayimu. Nga muyita omwami.
Oluzungu lukozesa Lord.
English uses Lord.
Naye mu Luganda kisigala mwami.
But in Luganda it remains that.
Omwami omuchi.
Mwami.
Mukama.
Lord.
Omwami.
Lord. In Luganda it means that.
Naye omanyi nti watu alira Sara okugondera Ibrahim.
You know what it took Sarah to humble to Abraham?
Sarah. Yashuka natandika nga mugondera bulungi.
She first began subjected to Abraham very well.
Na mugamba kama atugambye tupe wanu tweyongere.
And he told her God is telling us to believe here.
Ne bagenda
and they moved together.
Nesara bagali yamaranga na yagenda ategera mu Katonda.
But the time Sarah moved on trying to understand God herself.
Yatuka na ina agamba Ibrahim.
She reached a time she told Abraham.
Gendo washe God.
Go marry this woman.
Ibrahim naagaana.
Abraham refused.
Nagenda mujebo kama
watu
yamanya wayakubadenze
for you do that even though me
omukazi ono mulina ko buyinza.
I have authority over this woman.
Yade wali wakuru wa
is the one above me.
Bagende mbuje mukama na besonga zino bwezi
ikwanya God over this issue.
Naye mukashera ako sala nga akoro obuvuyo bwa mani.
Time Sarah was doing much chaos.
Aga bajire ka Ibrahim tachaulira mukama
that
Ibrahimu
Abraham
arabika tachaulira mukama byabagamba.
She thought perhaps was no more hearing what God told them.
Iranga atachukuroja tuboli yao.
She began to think that perhaps
God said mukama yeligambe bawashe.
The voice of God has said that they marry.
Awashe ulio mukobuchi
that Abraham marries the maid servant.
Kama na kali gendo.
Go say go.
Ndo kuwashe nga Sara bwaga.
Go marry as he has said.
Nikatonda yakireka Sara igesho mo.
God left it to teach Sara a lesson.
Utabanga ona birozo biteke bigeze.
But to come up with thoughts they have not analyzed.
Ubanga oluvanyuma.
For after.
Ba malaika ba family bajja
liba. Angels of families came and appeared.
Bali basatu kulwa kitafu mwana wa
Mungu. They were three for the sake of Father, Son and the Holy Spirit.
Ibagamba Sara agenda funo.
And they said Sarah is going to get a child.
Yadda mukusema.
She's going to laugh.
Nikatonda wa Ibrahimu. Ebintu bya kuyomogera.
Abraham, the things you speak.
Bagero mukanto singa gabata sisi
as they say that she has laughed
After things
that happened,
Sarah
reached to say that Abraham, my master, my lord, things that I was just
knocking
in them in this journey.
Yes, he was
praised. You know, Sarah knocked many times.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus. He reached the point she said, indeed. Things Abraham inquires from the Lord aright. And she said, you know what? Accept Abraham, you're my Lord. And though I have the Lord who is God, but Lord of Lords, but you are my Lord. But this day, the sign of authority to accept it.
For
we've copied many things in the world, men and the women. Each has things they've copied. Not copied those holy ones what they did before. Even those who teach us in this generation, when you go to those things seeming church, what they teach, they bring books of the world, and they teach us things of marriage. Others, they teach them to be witch, that put your husband in the bottle of Jesus. Jesus has no bottle.
Just
Kakana, you humble
the malaika of family,
angels of family to come
ko,
help you not
chupa.
Get your husband, put him in the bottle
Mbuya, yes.
That of Jesus.
No, kubanywe, save you, ntumbu, muna, amiriza.
Make them
yesu, anabanga, wangi.
Funny things as you proclaim them in the
Nga,
name of Jesus
sinuji.
And your current they will never be yours.
Nebu, na, yugira, anti,
God will speak in the name of Jesus.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Let's repeat this verse.
Peter, ekisoka, isule yokusatu, nolu nyiri olo mukaga.
First Peter 3, verse 6.
Nga sala, boya ulira Ibrahimu, nga muito umuami, na mwemuliba na voyo, bumukoro burunji, namuta tisibwa, nti sayo na yona.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Basi nga tidugamba, ila Sarah, mama wa
Febichi. Basi Sarah, our mother.
Manyi Bible iti ya gamba, ati Maria ya mama
wa. Bible did say that Mary is our mother.
Ya yogira kwa Sarah.
Spoke of Sarah.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Na ye chimufure
cho chi. What makes her that is what?
Mubiyo mubili wano.
In the flesh.
Ya yigi ukugonda ngomo kazi.
She learned to get subjected to subject as a woman. And she learned to know how to run the family. The word we began with,
1
Corinthians 11:10,
say
for the sake of angels,
the
woman
ought
to have a sign of authority. That is how it was. Angels in Genesis 18, we see them and they appear unto Sarah and unto Abraham.
Genesis
18 from verse 1.
Mukama namulabikira awali emivule gya mamule. Bwe yali ng'atudde mu mulyango mutuntu. Olwokubiri, nayimusa amaaso ge n'atunula. Era laba. Abasajja basatu nga bayimiridde mu maaso ge.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Yali mulyango gwawe maava mu nyumba yaabwe ne Sara.
He was right from the house with Sarah. And he saw the Lord. He said that the Lord appeared to him. If he said the Lord appeared to him, he saw three men. He would have said the Lord's appeared to me. Because the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are one. That's why he said the three, they are one. That's why he spoke. And the Lord appeared to him. And he saw three men come. Remember, these moved upon that family. Till they got humbled to become holy. And then they physically appeared to them. And they began to eat with that family. Even to chatting with them. But what ails us most? We enter marriage in this world.
And
we wanted to make the holy family. But
kanisa ntukuvu.
At the end of it, all we see, we need a holy church.
Natutandise n'omusajja ono omutukuvu n'omukazi omutukuvu.
Begin with this holy man and woman.
Afudde abaana baba tukuvu.
Who's made his children holy.
Okubayigiriza empisa ez'okutyanga Katonda.
Teaching them character of fear of God.
Alyoka atonde family ntukuvu.
And then grace the holy family.
Then bebo betukunganye eno nga twongera okwoleetwa omusana ogw'okumanya.
Then we gather, move on, bring light of knowledge.
Okukola kanisa ntukuvu.
Make a holy church.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga bw'oba toli musajja mu omufumbo.
For if not,
oba omukazi yafumbirwa.
A woman married or man married.
Tukusuubira okuva mu family yaabo.
We expect you to come from a general family.
Naye bwe kiba bwe kityo.
But if it's like that.
Nga tovudde mu family yaabo.
Don't come from.
Omusajja oyo omutukuvu n'omukazi omutukuvu.
Family of that holy man and woman.
Naye kati ate gwe olina okuyigirizibwa.
Then you have to be
family eyo.
And you make that family.
Kubanga munaitu olumu otwekanga nga abatulonze nonze mu family
zaffe. At times we find they have chosen us from different families.
Ez'omubiri ezitatuukiridde.
Those of the flesh not perfected well.
But the calculation
is up to that.
That we younger to read about Malaika.
Let's move on here of these angels.
Lubereberye, esule yekumi nomunana, enoru nyiriri olwokubiri.
Genesis 18, verses 2.
Naimusa amasoge natunula. Era, laba. Abasajja basatu, ngabayi miride mumasoge. Awo bwe yabalaba, nava mu mulyango gwe weema, nadduka ambiro okubasinkana. Navunama. Olunyo lwokusatu. Nayogera nti mukama wange. Obanga kakano ndabye ekisa mu maaso go tova wali mudduwo nkwegayiridde.
Olidde bulungi.
Ne
wankubadde abasajja balo bamalayika baali basatu.
Even these angels were three.
Naye ye bwe yalinga agamba yagamba mukama wange.
When he spoke to them he said my lord.
Yakoyisa bakama bange.
He didn't use my lords. Holy Spirit is the one who spoke
Ibrahim.
Through Abraham. If your servant has gained favor.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That what it said.
It took time.
Ibrahim chigambo cha mukama amuchalira.
Abraham, the word of God visited him.
Malaika bamuchalira nga chinomu.
Angels visited him individually.
Ibo malaika ba family tabara ba.
Angels of family had never seen them.
Uruno yabara ko naga bana insanyu senyu.
This time he saw them and rejoiced.
Eyo ruko bat muri ba family.
But because you are of the family.
Shuka tukwate ko kokulya.
Let's first have something to eat.
Yes, you have
praise him. Jesus much.
So, chichiride kugambi.
Now, it's what I've told you.
Nti okukirizo okukakanako.
Accept your subjection.
Gwengo mchara.
You as a woman.
Obo mukazi.
Or a wife.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Obo musajja okukiriza.
Or a husband to accept.
Tira na olina mukama waguru ako ina
you have your master who have a charge over you.
Chigambe ekyo.
That word.
Chigasa nnyo nnyo nnyo.
Benefits so much.
Kubanga kireetera bamalayika bano.
It brings these angels.
Okujja mu family
zaffe. To come in our families.
Then batuyambeko.
And then they help us.
Okutuukiriza buli omu ekyamuleesa mu bufumbo buno.
Fill each one their role which brought them in the marriage.
Mu bufumbo n'emirimu gy'amukama mingi.
We come in marriage with many works of God to do in them.
Kisooka kulaga ye Katonda.
First to depict God who is love and we intend to be in the holy marriage, to create the holy family, and
we
end making a holy church which has no spot, no wrinkle. Moves on, speaks in Genesis.
Genesis 18 verses
4.
Baleto otuzi munaabe ebigere muwumulire wansi w'omuti olinnyo olwokutaano nange naleeta akamere musanyuke emitima gyammwe ne mulyoka mugenda kubanga mutuuse eri omuddu wammwe ne boogera nti kola bw'otyo nga bw'oyogedde
ne bamugamba kola bw'otyo
genda
otegeke ebyokulya batunaazeko ku bugere wano
and we eat as a family.
What
does this be, brethren? For me who saw on the journey of heaven, how they visited me and how they picked me, I feel it would have come to pass. Visited you in your home, they have come.
You are home visit,
but in the family, you are the only ones who know them.
And
villagers wonder what form of visitors. But you know them that they are this one and the other. They have come from Jerusalem city.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Me, I'm yearning for that. That's why I try to see by the Spirit of God.
And
know what we ought us to do that we draw them here.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. At least we do in this generation what persuades God.
Angels
be in our families.
When we study
on the side of church, we want to do what persuades God. How angels of church were. Though in the spiritual world they arrive. We want to move with them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Somewhere they come.
They beat us
from the prisons they saw them. They were not dreaming.
But
what can we do, brethren? How prepare the things in our families? For here you humble yourselves. But home, what is in there?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Here
you call God.
God
speaks somewhere in Jeremiah.
And
he says these people pretend. That word appears before God.
And
you've been there pretending.
That
you humbled. Yet you're filled of stubbornness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If
we think we have women who are gentle and men who are very careful.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If we have only troubles. And those who know you out there, don't say, I wonder where they go for fellowship.
Yet
they see you move with the Bible.
Those
who shepherd
this
person, they must be not easy people. Yet we are here people who are peaceful. You put a scorn on us.
Genesis 18
verses 5.
Nange naleta akamere musanyuke mitima jamwe ne mulioka mugenda kubanga mtu serio muddu wa mwe nebogera ntikola bwotyo ngabo yogedde olinyolo omukaga Ibrahimu na yanguwa na yingira muwema Elisala na yogera anti teka teka mangu ebigero bisatu ebyobutta obugoye ofumbe mmere olinyolo omusanvu Ibrahimu na dduka ambiro eri ekisibo nachi menyana engonvu ennungi
toleta mwate kalube nyama.
Don't you bring meat which is hard. This cow is matured.
It
is hard. It's what I will give out. Angels don't want stubbornness. You are greedy. You are mean. You want to begin to practice it. When visitors come to your home, don't pick out bone meat is what you pick out to give them.
Well,
some of you have those character.
And
you change the spoon and you mix. Put in the plate of the visitor. One day they will come angels have not told you.
And
they claim to be visitors as usual.
And you pick
bone meat. As you speak it, give me the one with meat. What is this I'm on?
When
you pick out a fish piece, you said the head is mine. Let me give them this one.
Fatty.
Say, give me the head. Yet the business is not there even.
It
tells what is in your heart.
Hmm.
When you are in those characters, things are inside the hearts. He didn't laugh loud. She laughed in her inside. And they say, why you've laughed?
You have to
learn the characters of God.
Don't
do something with hypocrisy.
Genesis 18 verse 7. Nebamugamba nti aliruda wa Sala mukazi wo. Nayogera nti laba ali muweema. Olinyule 10. Nayogera nti sirirema kukoma wooli ekiseera bwe kiridda. Era laba Sala mukazi wo alizaala omwana owobulenzi.
Sala yali gyaliwo yawuliranga babuuza.
Sala was, he said, ask where is Sala?
And
she tapped her here to here. Listen. What are they speaking? That I will come surely be back as Sala will have a son. She wondered. She laughed in his side.
Praise
the Lord, brethren.
We thank
God for the explanation given us.
I'm
asking on the issue of the cooking. Scripture
shows
he cooked the calf, he brought it to them.
I may think
he cut a part, brought for them.
The scripture
shows he brought the, all of it. I want to
know.
Praise the Lord.
I may
think perhaps he cooked a portion for them. I don't know how angels eat, to what extent.
They
may come to my home, say, I cook a piece of the meat for them. Maybe, but he cooked all. Yet angels eat all. Praise the Lord.
Nangin Saba Kunyon get up Musana, Kurunyu, nor Womwinda.
Me too, I'm asking more light on the verse 9.
Orinyo Romunana,
verse 8.
Gamazoko Fumba.
After he cooked, when he put it before them, he stood aside and they ate.
And
next verse 10,
where
they say that time will come. My question is this: what meaning was in those two secrets? Standing aside them, why did he not eat with them? The other.
The
seasons, a day passed, Sarah, they had to come back. Oh, there was another mystery behind.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
When
the word began, he didn't tell them that we prepare, we eat together.
He said, prepare
something for eating for you.
He
tell them we are going. If he had told them to eat together, they would have eaten together.
He
told them, I prepare for you.
And
remember, God is of the word. If you speak, I prepare for you, and they see you eat, they know you are a person who is greedy.
To look at how
they eat and to listen to what they speak, to see whether they rejoice.
They
would have realized how they enjoyed how.
Sarai has seasons to pass. The cause of it was her doubting what Abraham told her. Abraham always told her, we get a son, a child. She will doubt that.
It's
to reach, tell Abraham, get the maid. Abraham hoped God to give him a child. That's why when he goes, I'm waiting for you, but should I do what Sarah says? Doubting of Sarah moved on, postponed her seasons. That's why angel said when seasons will get back. God knew he will come in seasons when Sarah already passed.
Sarah,
for her doubting, they reached to speak with her. She had no child.
And
she also had done the mistake long time, which caused her hate to be given a son, and she got problems. And she said, the maid I gave you, they should chase her from the home with her son.
And
Abraham went back, inquired of the Lord, should I chase her? Who says chase her? That's why in your family,
made
that woman ahead there. And the child was going to die of thirst, and he blessed them. Now things are there. Let's finish here. Genesis 18 verses 10.
Nayogera nti sirirema kukomawo w'oli, ekiseera bwe kiridda, era laba Sala mukazi wo alizaala omwana ow'obulenzi. Sala n'awulira mu mulyango gw'eweema eyali ennyuma we. Olunnyo lw'ekkumi n'olumu. Ibulayimu ne Sala baali bakaddiye era nga bayitiridde obukadde, so nga Sala takyabeeranga ng'empisa ey'abakazi bw'eri. 12 Sala n'aseka mu nda ye.
Yaseka mu ki?
She laughed in herself.
Munda jiyasekera.
Within herself. Many things women sit on in the home. And the husband comes back. And they look at them like that.
When
they ever come with meat, but they don't speak it out.
They
always retain things in their inside. You know, men will always speak out. Women, they sit down there.
They
spend a year and they have their words, they speak in their inside. And they are heavy. That's why when they get angered, have words in them. When they get angered, they release all. And all this is messed up. But the man picks on a
little.
What angers him, he tells you that I've not like this. Now Sarah, rough in her inside. She had contended with Abraham long time. Abraham, God, you speak of us. But I see you go make an altar, worship him. He said, you go today. Today I'm not going.
Those
things of praying every time. I'm old no more in my period, no child. Tired.
She laughed in inside.
That's when you go serve them pieces and you pick out bony pieces.
And the
place where you left them,
and
you are in the kitchen.
Agambe.
And they say,
Mama wabana,
mother of the children,
give me that
piece of meat with heavy meat. Leave the bones.
For you
choose out the head of the fish or of that fish. And he said, no. That head works for me always. What I have picked out.
But I want to
in the hearts will affect you.
era kumwe banja abayoleshebwa mukama.
And on you many God envisions you.
Obensobiza mwe.
Or your mistakes.
Or
of the other.
Muzisirikira.
And you get silent over them.
Nimutayogera
waka. You don't speak home.
God envisions
you to tell your spouse.
Even
men who keep silent. Mostly when God envisions them their character. I will not tell it to my wife. And they know that me too I make a mistake. If they pass and they speak it to her. Genesis 18 verse 12.
Sara naseka mundaye ngayogera nti ngamaze okukaddiwa ndisanyuka era ne mukama wange ngakaddiye.
Even my Lord is old.
Yabyogera munda.
She spoke in her inside.
Nakati bwa malaika abana ba family.
Angels. You know, they can find you sitting in the sofa in the home.
But
yet you're all frowned inside you, but not outward. You're angered.
Thinking
funny different things. Here he's telling you. But where, how far will you go? Well, how far will I go? I will reach it where I'm heading it to. God speaks with them because the big headedness.
And the
man say your quality is not good. Hey, I will not act a man.
You want
an angel to come out of the spiritual appear physical.
Genesis 18 verse
13.
Mukama n'agamba Ibulaamu nti kiki ekimusesezza Sara ng'ayogera nti mazima ndizaala omwana nga nkaddiye. 14 Waliwo ekirema mukama mu biro ebyateekebwawo ndikomawo w'oli ekiseera bwe kiridda ne Sara alizaala omwana ow'obulenzi.
Let me forgive Sara. That is what is in her heart.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
after we've seen all that, we believe as he speaks that indeed above the man, above the woman, there is a man. Above the man there is Christ.
And
above Christ there is the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, and
let's accept the authority. After we accept it,
there is
next work there we look much to. It preaches these issues of fighting adultery.
Let's
briefly get back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 1.
1
Corinthians 11 from verse 1.
Mungoberere nganze nga nange bwengoberera Kristo. Olwokubiri mbatendereza kubanga munjijukira mu byonna era munyweza bye mwaweebwa nga bwe nabibawa. Olunyo olwokusatu naye njagala mmwe okumanya ng'omutwe gwa buli musajja ye Kristo n'omutwe gw'omukazi ye musajja n'omutwe gwa Kristo ye Katonda.
You heard well those words. Though they say a woman should have a sign of authority. In the 1 Corinthians 11:10.
At
the sign of authority above the man there is the woman. It was put behead of the family.
All
those are there for the sake of angels of God. And above the man there is Christ. Then you would know that God releases commands to Adam.
Adam
and Adam tells them to Sarah for their family.
You
above the woman.
Listen
always the word of God. Listen what his voice
say. Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
above Christ,
he
believes the Father is there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's move on.
1 Corinthians 11 verse 4.
Buli musajja bwasaba oba bwabuulira omutwe gwe nga gubikiddwako aswaza omutwe gwe. Olwokutaano, naye buli mukazi bwasaba oba bwabuulira omutwe gwe nga tegubikiddwako aswaza omutwe gwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebyokubikkako byogera ku nviiri.
The issue of covering the speak of the hair.
Tujja okwogerako mbaasa.
That we shall speak overhead.
Kubikwatagana obuyonjo bwaffe.
Concerning our cleanliness.
Mubaka yeyo
in the home.
Tubeerenga abayonjo mu mwoyo ne mu mubiri.
We shall be clean spiritual and the body.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye bwabogera nti omukazi bwasaba.
When they speak that.
When
the woman prays and she's got a bald head,
or
she's reduced her hair,
she
dishonors the husband on the head. When the man covers the head,
and
they begin to pray when you put a hat on the head, you end up ashaming Christ.
There
are men who have gathered, we are here like here. They have put their caps on the top heads. Others have put on those hats. And they move on to shame Christ. You put on your hat because of the sun.
If you come together
that you're going to any praying,
or
preaching the gospel, not accepted to do it when you've covered your heads and you've put on a cap.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Or you've put on glasses.
You've
put on sunglasses, black. The head is this entire.
Another
can say, covered the head. This one is not the front of the head.
Another
say, why do you refuse us to put on sunglasses?
You don't
see these ones which they used to see.
They are
these ones of clothing black.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Leave
the head as it is, don't close.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Imagine I'm here. I'm preaching, I've put on glasses, black.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Let's move on.
Abakolinsa ekisooka, esuula y'ekkumi n'emu, n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
First Corinthians 11, verse 6.
Bakolinsa ekisooka, esuula y'ekkumi n'emu, olunyiriri lwakutaano.
First Corinthians 11, verse 5.
Naye buli mukazi bwasabanga bwasaba oba bwabuulira omutwe gwe nga tegubikiddwako aswaza omutwe gwe, kubanga bwe bumu ddala ng'aweereddwa
ng'aweereddwa.
Olw'omukaaga, kubanga oba ng'omukazi tabikkibwako era asalibwenga enviiri, naye obanga kyansonyi omukazi okusalibwanga enviiri oba okumwebwanga abiki. Olunyiriri lw'omukaaga, bakuza kisoka esula ya kumi n'emu, olunyiriri lw'omukaaga.
Yesu yebazibwe. Ekyo kujja kireeta oluvannyuma.
Shall bring that later.
Ekyebi enviiri zaabwe
okubeera
tulina we tugenda otuuka ku buyonjo
bw'omumaka, part of the cleanliness of the home,
bwe tuyita obutukuvu obulabikako,
what we call holiness which can be manifested sin.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye tulina ensonga endala gye tutunuulidde.
We have another reason we should be looking.
Bamalayika bano aba family bamala okutuuka.
After angels of family alive.
Bwe kituuka buli omu aba alina okutuukiriza obuvunaanyizibwa obulala.
He has to fulfill another responsibility.
Kubanga osooka okubanga ogenda kulaga ki?
For you first going to be showing
okulaga okwagala ayitibwa Katonda.
The love called God.
Then n'obanga ozzeeko buli omu okukkiriza mu position ye bamutadde.
Each one accept position they have been put
ku lwa bamalayika
ba family. For the sake of angels of family.
Bwe kiggwa ekyo
and it's finished.
Netutanula netutegeera ensonga eyokusatu.
And we know the third reason.
Okulwanisa obwenzi.
To fight adultery.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Some
the great missions taking you in the marriage.
And
don't reach in there.
And
you begin to deprive your spouse in one way or another.
That
you can begin to desire others and go to commit adultery. You have to take away all that first. All of it is sweep it away.
After you
do it like that,
Bible
shows, if there comes anyone trying to bring adultery,
angels
of family intervene.
It
fulfill what they ought to fulfill. A man meet your wife, speak words to her.
Or
anyone propose to her. Husband, another draws close to them. God will show jealousy.
He passes
through angels of
so,
family.
Next
mission and the motives of family
is
to prove we fight with adultery. Totally
overcome
it. And you're given the work after entering that family, that marriage, to fight adultery and to your brethren or sister. It's your work. We don't say like this. When the person
comes to
the
you
will be accused that you have committed adultery. But if you commit adultery and you have an attachment to
a
that
contribution,
you contributed
that,
you will both be accused of adultery.
When
you were pushed in there to fight that,
and
you reach there, and you don't accept, you refuse. I wonder what other think.
Things
we entered of marriage, what took you in there?
you do
the adultery. They would have been done.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now to fight in adultery, angels will help us to keep this married people and to fight for them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Tells us in 1 Corinthians 7, and he says this.
First
Corinthians 7 verse 1.
Naye ku ebyo bye mwampandiikira, kirungi omusajja obutakwatanga ku mukazi. Olunyo olwokubiri.
Bagati bagamba nti kirungi omusajja.
When they say it's good for man,
obutakwatanga ku mukazi.
Not to touch a woman.
Boogera ku oli atannabakola.
They speak of the one not married.
Kubanga singa otanula okukwata.
If you begin to touch,
ekyo tekiri kuvaamu.
That will never get out of your mind.
Touching
someone. Don't you know what happens there? Don't you know what happens?
You know,
touching
a
woman is not coming like that.
I've
touched the sister.
I've
committed a sin. They refused us. The word touching, it goes far. He's laughing, he knows it. Is there anyone who doesn't know it? Some of you perhaps don't know it for one reason. Some of you, you don't touch, you became Chinese.
Bicycle
moves itself, you jump yourself. And you begin to write.
This
of rotating touch that you're touching, you gave up on that.
You know
what the pastor Muchivi is still on those. I will ask your wife. Maybe you
see
boys, you have this character, some of you.
You
became a Chinese, you just jump off.
I'm
going to make meetings where you tell me whether you do that. For perhaps you're riding Chinese bikes of the ninjas. You move it. You run this off
and
you fly to overtake it. Very well the horn, and you step 1 feet
forward,
and you begin to move on. And has not even they have no fire for that. They are jumping which right.
If
the dislocal bikes you try to,
you
put one leg down and you begin to learn it. After it's moving, you move on it. But your bike.
I don't know what you're guarding. I take it is a Miami
to go to the horns can't be touched. When you touch your carrier, the bike doesn't avoid slip, my car.
Ogero kwata
kukengere. As you touch it on the hooting, the hooting, you don't touch it.
Nebi nyuma mu lulimi olutegereke.
Interesting in a language clear.
Okay, katusoka tuleke echo kubanga twagala kuanjula.
Therefore introduce.
Nti tusindikibwa mu mfumbo okulwanisa obwenzi.
In the marriage to fight adultery.
Then bamareka ba family bano bali batuyambe ko okuwolere gwanga.
Help us to carry out.
Okubiranga no obujja masekati ga family za.
Jealousy in midst of our families.
Wali mu kubanga wazi kuwata ko.
Shouldn't be anyone touch them.
Yes, yebazi
wenzi. Praise Jesus.
Na yeto chogeddeko.
But I've spoken of that.
Na gamanti okukwata ko temukola
ki. He said don't they attach.
And
the men were not yet married. Touching, we speak of goes far.
Not attach the
hands of a sister or a
child.
But we speak of goes far.
Abakolinsi ekisooka esuula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
First Corinthians 7 verse 2.
Naye olw'obwenzi. Buli musajja abeerenga ne mukazi we ye.
Naye olw'obwenzi.
Because of adultery and fornication.
Owulidde ensonga ekutwalayo.
You know what takes you in there?
Ensonga yasoose twagirabye.
The reason first we saw it.
Watagidde Katonda yatandika obufumbo.
For God began the marriage.
Era yabugatta.
And he joins it.
Netumanya nti yatusindika kulaga love ayitibwa Katonda.
He sends us to show love called God.
Yatunyonyodde obulungi definition eziwererako
ddala. Which was explained us of well.
Netuddako ensonga eddako.
And we go to the second.
Okukiriza buli omu abeere n'okufugibwa okwo.
To accept everyone has the authority over them.
Kulwa bamalayika.
For the sake of angels.
Umukazi abere n'okufugibwa kulaba malaika.
Woman has authority for the sake of
angels. Umusajja abere n'okufugibwa okuveri Kristo.
Even the man to be ruled over by Christ and for the angels.
Naye ensonga eddakawo.
But the next
egamba.
It says.
Ekikututteyo kulwanisa ki?
What has taken you to fight fornication?
Agati likamunno nawe ageza bifu afuna obwenzi.
Let your spouse there get that adultery.
Nga asinzira kugwe nga kiva kugwe.
And the base and it's you causing it.
Agenda funa omusango tetuganye.
Get a case, yes.
Naye nawe ojavunanyizibwa ovunaanibwa. Obera tuukiriza mulimu gwo.
You'll be accused of not fulfilling your work.
Abakolinsi ekisooka essuula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
First Corinthians 7 verse 2.
Naye olw'obwenzi buli musajja abeerenga ne mukazi we ye. Na buli mukazi abeerenga ne musajja we ye.
Fenna batugambye bwe
bati. All of us have told us this.
Olw'obwenzi.
For the sake of fornication and adultery.
Omusajja abeere ne mukazi we ye.
Let them be having their wife.
N'omukazi bwate abeere ne musajja we ye.
Woman to have their husband.
Mission yene ituttemu yetugendeddemu okutandika family.
Mission move don't begin a family.
Kulwanisa buki?
To fight fornication and adultery.
Buli muntu okulabikako newankubadde mu kanisa
y'abatukufu. Appear even church of the saints.
Nga naye tutandika bulwanisa nga tuli erigwe mulimu gwe tututte mu family.
Fight and it's the work which is taken us in the family.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye ekizibu ekyabaawo.
But the problem which happened.
Butamanya kiki ekikututte.
Not knowing what is taken you there.
Lwaki oyingira obufumbo.
Why do you enter marriage?
Gwe n'olowooza nti obula ngenze mufumbiro.
I'm going to get married.
Ugenze kufumbirwa
ku nsonga. Going to get married over what?
You
think it's just a pleasure of the world?
Kyakusanyukanga na
mukyala wo obuvubuka bwo. Just your wife of your youth.
Mission is wabwa Katonda.
Missions are of God.
Kulwanisa bwenzi.
Fighting adultery and fornication.
Nakatebiriza munongo mulekere
dawa. Imagine you ignore your spouse.
Ayinza okuba yeetaaga.
They may be in need.
And you should know.
You leave me my thing. That what thing? It's mine. Mine. It is you cut and take it. Stubbornness like
that. Stubbornness
don't seem to have character of the world. Speak to man, you say, leave me move as a man. They measured you on me.
Abakorintho ekisooka esuula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
First Corinthians 7 verses 3.
Omusajja asasulenga mukazi w'ekyo ekimugwanira.
Mm.
Era n'omukazi asasulenga bw'atyo omusajja.
Owulidde ekigambo ekyo.
You hear of that word?
Kubanjibwa.
It's a debt.
Sasula.
You pay.
Kyebakubanja.
What they demand you.
Atajjukira bwe mba manja.
Remember if I'm demanding. I come in my season.
Era Madam Nabi Deborah,
I think Prophet Deborah knows it. I come in my season. I demand. Now,
Nayari no Kujanga and the road, man.
Also has to come as the landlord demand me.
The
God that chooses all women, they don't demand. They press their dates in their hearts. That is a case in the home. Raise your hands. Men who have that problem. Your women all the time, they don't demand. Every day you commit cases before them, and you struggle with the situation.
Very bad.
Love something is right. Food is there, and you cannot serve yourself. Pastor Muchibi, does she demand? Brethren, they have the problem. Children of God, you entered marriage.
Or you
got out, you will enter back. Because of problems which happened. Let me tell you, one of you got out.
One person
headed you perhaps went.
They got tired
to demand, and you don't demand yourself. You
can
tell yourself, am I so greedy like that myself? Pastor
Mteka,
does she demand?
Those
who demand sit as these your colleagues. After we finish, we want women who are perfected in marriage. Seat your colleagues.
They are
filled of shame of Satan.
It is just
be like that.
But angels are looking.
You feel the debt is in the hearts, but you are.
Even
when in the world you had a problem,
demand
they left them.
I don't know whether
you two sheep knock you.
Those
I know for I'm in the counseling. Those the sheep knock. Praise the Lord. That word is very right. When we were in the world, no one can lie here. Everyone demanded. When we came in the Lord, we got shame. Now you think when you speak it, It's of Satan. But praise be God that it is written. He too has had a problem. I demand give him my portion. The next verse it will move on to catch this up. First Corinthians 7 verse 4.
Omukazi tafuga mubiri gwe ye. Wabula musajja we. Era no musajja bwatyo.
Kakati uba tadi kufuga.
Now there is no having control. Kati
omukazi tafuga mubiri.
A woman can't control
her body. You don't say nzereke gali yange. Sawa si yavugibwa.
It's not time to be ridden. Because you don't control it.
Let the other
knows where the horns are on their bike. If you're not in the mood, you're not in control. There's another to be in that. He knows how he tunes it. Some of you don't know. Don't
refuse,
I'm not in the mood.
Let
the other controls knows how to set it in that.
Which is
the sisters. They don't know where a single switch is.
They
don't know a single.
I
didn't become a Sebei woman. They circumcise the women.
They remain
like a banana dry. They know nothing.
Sister Julia.
Did she touch a single? We have the mother has something to tell us. Praise the Lord, brethren. There are those who told us that when they get saved, they don't take their children into that. Is it right or it's not right?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
true not to try, but it's true to tell them what to do.
You
tell someone what to do,
then
start it in them, it's different.
What
differs in this of the world, they don't tell you we'll do this and that, but they tell you let's go, I show you how they do it, and they go and they begin they begin to stir up the parts. And the time of it is not due. They have the herbs they get. And they stir up. And they stir up the part before the season is due. But that herb, someone can bath it. And you just bath it. In the way of birthing as a woman.
And
not go there. And begin to stir those parts up. That's the mistake involved. Yes,
praise the Lord.
The
problem is to stay the part before the time. To stay at the part before
the time. You don't try it. What is the problem there? Where is the problem?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, when someone matures, if they have been using rightful eatings,
the rightful bathing. The parts were made and they are to grow by themselves. And they can grow by themselves. But what caused the problem?
To
grow and we're not taught our eatings. Even the way we bath.
But after
you reach the size, they showed you the herbs to bath in your armpits. That God freely gave us. As he speaks in the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Say,
when we connect the spirit with the spirit, and we know what God freely gave us, that if you mature,
you bath his
bombo, and you don't have that scent from you.
If you
reach your mature, you're going in marriage in the rightful herbs that you have to bath to work on yourself. In the whites, we use lotions which cause sicknesses in the private parts. You begin to spray yourself, your privacy. Now those things, think we need to create that topic. We see in the Bible, how did they do it? For the men, go try your guns when they are still young.
Let's
see whether it will work well when it's matured. Those are not the ways of God. Praise Jesus much.
So the two kids were
accepted, but you matured. Go aside. Get
on
your part, stir them up.
Or
you may stir it up when you don't even have a husband.
Bible
says, don't awaken the love when its season is not due. If they are due, how do you awaken it? All those are to be understood well. I don't know whether days will be enough. Remaining with 2 days from today. Let's move on. 1 Corinthians 7:5. Here cometh the problem.
First Corinthians 7:5.
Temumangananga
wabula mpozi nga mulaganye ekiseera mulyoke mubeerenga nebbanga eyokusabiramu ate mulyoke mubeerenga wamu setani alemenga okubakema.
Owulidde ekigambo ekyo?
Hear of that word.
Topic emu gye tugenda okutunuulira enkya.
One topic we have to look to tomorrow.
Okubalansinga ebiseera.
How to balance the times.
Of
marriage in the home and what's done home.
N'ebiseera by'okubeeramu.
Even in the time of being in the general holy church. But
it's
begun saying, you do not deprive each other. The ones they don't deprive each other means each has to ask. I don't know how it is, brethren. Stop getting sick a sickness of Satan and the shame which is not rightful, even the fear which is not of God. You are there.
Even the man,
and they don't speak that I want this. They begin to struggle in there. they struggle. And the wife says, perhaps this one is not well. Those things you do, they are not right. No case of the one who got the holy marriage. If the head is not making a holy family,
they
do those things in their time.
Some
because we've been intervening in the time of God. It reaches 5 and you know it's time for fellowship.
If
you get appetite, you first go there.
Sunday tuka kumacha.
The Sunday comes in the morning.
Ate kumacha ruo yagara.
You want in the morning. Satan now has begun his characters. All the night you were doing what?
There
we shall reach on time of
business.
Some women do work. And they begin to snore. There are even men. Even to wake them up, you beat them. And you bring Satan in the house. Those who saw the good visions,
you
enter in the wrong visions in the night. Demons, you have relation with them in the night. Some they no more sleep. They just hibernate. It's affecting the body parts of the men and the women. Hibernation. And you've not slept.
You sleep.
You've done things in the last.
You've
not gotten time get from the program you've been doing. Some of women who grow fat in the marriage, they don't sleep. They hibernate. What is hibernation? Just fallen in the bed with all your programs.
Speaking
of the saucepan you did clean, and you fall, you black throat, and they slipped. You dream washing saucepans. Many men sleep, but it's not sleeping.
Computers are
hibernating. All programs remain on it. And they are moving on.
But
most of you don't sleep.
The
person to sleep to settle to refresh. And the body operates in the night. As if they had beaten you already. Very wary. But we shall reach it. But most don't sleep. The brain to also get sick of forgetting. Woman begins to forget. Overwork the brain in the night. In the bed when you feel sleeping. Felt heavy sleep. Get 30 minutes.
Sum up
what you've been doing and seal the rest for tomorrow. You shut down those programs. Some of you, that's why you don't get
Others
are blotted out of you. Lord, you don't write in me.
What I
write, you blot out. You don't want to sleep.
Your
time is left us. Praise the Lord. Maybe I want to testify of that issue.
You've
slept out, you've not saved your program. And you don't reserve time right. The truth, you wake up in the morning and as if you are somewhere doing much work. That thing harms your body, even to wear your spirit.
If
that thing has ever happened on me, and I wanted to inquire to my apostle, he told it to me, it was like that. For you woke up, you feel weak, as if you worked much in the night, but you've done nothing. I did save those programs. I've ended here today, I'll start from there tomorrow. I just wait the bed to sleep, but they slept in the mind moving on. I want to ask now,
programs endala zona zona nsebe.
I may have saved all the other programs.
Wabula ati nesigalanga ndowoza kubyawandika.
But I remain to think of scriptures.
Mukaddako.
In that time.
Kiri kiti obo okuzo obwe ku mukaddako.
But to begin to revise in my mind in that time. But I'm in the scriptures. That Joshua testifies of it. Joshua chapter
1.
What book you sleep meditate in them.
Why?
For they are not heavy. They are not heavy.
And
that's why the burden of Jesus says it's not heavy.
Scriptures,
they enter you in the spiritual world.
Because
scriptures, they are the spirit
themselves.
And they leave the body to rest. And you go in the vision of the Lord.
King Nebuchadnezzar,
when he thought what will happen in days ahead,
God took him
in the vision, he was there and he's not in the body. Scriptures, though you sleeping in, thinking of them. Those who hibernate thinking of going on the marital dining. And they struggle with the head. Every time they wake up. If they don't wake up, spirits capture them from there. And they come as their spouse. Some of you
spirits
attack me, yet you have those of those actions, you open them to yourself. But you have to learn to shut up and you fulfill the other, that you pay each other's debts. Everyone demand as you ought to, that you can fight adultery. That man to go working and doesn't look else
to
looking to the others, even that woman, and they don't think
much.
They get another out to fulfill those issues. As we end like this, Bible speaks this in Proverbs 5.
Even of our
lives, how we can keep them. Some of what we shall speak of tomorrow. Let's come from verse
15.
But to understand well what is spoken of, let's read verse 18.
Ngero esule yokutano nolu nyiriri ole 18.
Proverbs 5 verse 18.
Ensulo yo ebirenga nomukisa. Era sanyukiranga omukazi ombuvubukabo.
Ensulo yo
let your fountain
ebirenga nomukisa.
Be blessed.
Edo sanyukiranga omukazi ombuvubukabo.
And rejoice with the wife of your youth.
Wali mwa basajjanga iya zibikiradda.
They are men and they got blocked long time.
Obanga yalwala lwala da.
Or they got sick. The fountain which releases water of the rain and it's sick. Some is to be used much by evil spirits.
Others,
they watched much those pornographics and they troubled their parts and the fountains died. When they reached this nothing, you think they take even 5 seconds? The fountain is not working.
It
has to take the fountain, be healthy well, to be able to rejoice with the wife of your youth.
Bible speaks
everything.
Those
sick of the fountain is not right.
But
for speaking of the gift, when we get back with the Corinthians,
we are
given different gifts in the marriage. Others,
because of their
gift of football, they can finish 90 minutes. And they even add more extras. The extras they add. Others,
35 minutes.
Another 5 seconds. 1 minute in the field. Another draws
called
when they finish 90.
ngekisawe kyonna kimera musuulwe
nakijogoga
kyonna
till gets cold.
Ate oli ekyentiisa
and they were threatening
nti omulala ate ye
another
niye obudde bugenze
let's end here.
Tutandikirawo
we begin from there perhaps. I think the heading of time, let this first come here. Right here, there is a problem also. Another, in the field, they give them 90, they finish it. They add them 15, and they get raw, and they add them 15 again. And they are still surviving. The one they play with the second team. When they play 45,
and
the field gets cold after that.
There's
no strength, neither racing again.
Kale noliokogwa ku mutawana.
If you fall on a trouble and problem.
Wache yongera ye chendo chimalako bakongere 15 bakongere 15.
Add you 15 and 15.
Wawe abasajja bo fountain is in ensuro.
The fountains, the streams.
Kakati singa omugogo muguita one kugenda.
One stream passes and goes.
I know kulinde sawa.
They have to wait for another hour.
Oli akanda kuleta bidomora.
Other tries to bring Jericho.
Arembeka wa.
And they tap nothing.
Okay. Eyo tukija kukandoza kansome wano katono.
Think, let's briefly read there.
Let's
read verse 19.
Proverbs.
We shall come handle it tomorrow back. Proverbs 5, verse
19.
This bread, the breast, the oranges.
Enough
for because they became sandals. Whether it's stockings. When they birth, they said no one no more see me. And they didn't know what them, they're just there. You look at them. Yo.
What
is this?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus,
man. Bible
shows all things how they're meant to be. Because we think, take them in the way of physical wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Gero esule yokutano n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
Proverbs 5 verse 19.
Ng'ennangaze kwagala n'empeewo ekusanyusa amabeere ge gakumalenga mu biro byonna era osanyukirenga bulijjo okwagala kwe. Olwabiri kubanga lwakiggwe okusanyukira omukazi omugenyi.
Tujja kugira tutandikira.
We shall come begin from there.
Tumanye engeri gye tugenda okwatamu ensonga y'ebirabo bino.
Handle these issues of gifts.
Ebirabo eby'obufumbo.
The gifts of the marriage.
Gye tuba tusooka osoba tukwasaganya obudde.
Handle time then.
Then tulyoka tulabe lwaki si kuwaabo bangi abakazi ababadde abaweereza ba Mukama.
Then we shall see why not many people, women have been servants of God.
Abasitulibwa.
Who have been carried. Because they always fail to handle the commands of marriage. God decides to stay there, forgetting to. When they ministry, they mess it up. And they take much authority. And they say, I'm a servant of God, don't familiarize me. Don't dare just touch me.
The Bible
says in Proverbs,
drink from your
fountain.
So
it has to be well on both sides.
Because
those they tell us
that
their fountains blocked, there is no more water.
People are
sick.
They are
dry as they speak the language out there.
Even
men dry.
Bible says
you have to be clear.
Let's
sit on verse 15.
Another
say, I'm speaking my own words. Proverbs 5, verse 15.
Onyweranga amazzi mu kidiba kyoggwe.
Now, my brethren,
their cistern, the well,
can you abuse the things that is a cistern? Drink from your well.
The
women and the women,
I
don't know how the rivers are, these wells. Even the men they told us the flow is not good. Let's come back tomorrow
and we correct
for this not well. May God bless you. As if time has left us,
let's
get out. We come back in the meeting.
Baptism,
we shall bring it back tomorrow. Even the praising will be tomorrow.
You go
rest briefly out.
If you
come, we go to the television program.